Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Word of God is living and effective, able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were stoned, accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulled away. The new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thank you, Jesus, teaching us the spirit of fasting. Fasting is important. Jesus did not deny it, but it just tells the people it's important when he is with them. This is the best. So let us remind ourselves, we have to keep fasting. It's true. But it's important, real fasting is to keep Jesus in our midst. That means to lose our own self, to listen, to forgive, and forget the other's wrongdoings. This is a real, real fasting. Jesus, thank you for teaching us the new way of fasting. We know that we have to fast. On the other hand, the real fasting you are teaching us is to love. You do the will of God, moment by moment. Thank you, Jesus. Keep us to always be faithfully to follow you. And this is our joy. This is our freedom. Thank you, Jesus, for teaching us the real spirit of fasting.